Thank you, choir. Tomorrow is Earth Day, and next Sunday is the annual United Church of Canada Camping Sunday. So today we're blending them both together. There are many community initiatives available this week. Perhaps you've participated in them. There's everything from paper shredding events, garden parties, bee house making, river cleanup teams, and repair it cafes. Earth Day lands within the season of Easter every year. And at this time, we are invited to evaluate how we are taking care of God's creation. We are called to improve our actions and to help the environment around us. The United Church of Canada Creed names living with respect in creation as one of those important pieces of our faith journey. And what better story than the Good Shepherd to help us think about what this means? In our scripture stories, we experience Jesus in many different ways: our leader, our guide, helper, healer, and friend. This week, we see him as a shepherd herding sheep, guiding and protecting and offering nourishment. And we can relate to God being our shepherd, who encourages us to be well, to take care of ourselves and our loved ones and our planet. It's easy to distance ourselves from big concerns of climate change, global warming, animal extinction, if these things aren't happening right in front of us in our daily life. At the same time, it's also deeply challenging to live in a state of overwhelmed spirit when we are so deeply passionate and concerned for the earth. As humans, nature and the outdoors is the place that we are drawn to. Some of you are daily walkers, while others of you know the perfect space for outdoor yoga. How about those of you who take time to sit at your favorite bench by the river with a journal or book in hand? Early risers, I'm one of those. Listening to the sounds of chickadees or red-winged blackbirds calling, water falling, watching eagles soaring in the wind. How many of you are drawn to the outdoors when you need a break, when life gets challenging? My family is a picnic family. We picnic year-round, rain or shine. The outdoors helps us to take a step out of the busy, the chaos, the kitchen table full of homework projects and puzzles. When we arrive at our favorite park, Surrey Bend Regional, we walk. And then we stop, close our eyes, and breathe deeply, giving thanks to God for places that we can just go to see the beauty, to breathe in the wonder, and feel better. And if I forget, my child reminds me, and together we live into that moment. This week, I attended a webinar with Deborah McNamara, a local BC author, counselor, teacher, scientist, and mom. She spoke about the importance of nourishment, nourishing our mind, body, and spirit as we eat. Not focusing entirely on the food, the particular food that we are eating, but who we are eating with or how we are eating our meal. The ways that help us appreciate the nourishment of food and connection. The word nourishment comes from the Latin verb meaning to feed or to care for. As a shepherd, Jesus nourished those he connected with, those he gathered with around a table or in a small town. Shepherds nourish the needs of the sheep, offering basic care and reassurance through food and presence. Jesus, as our shepherd, nourishes us with endless love. Today, across the United Church of Canada, there are about 60 camps in this country. And in addition to the camps we've named today, we think of Camp Spirit and Vacation Bible Schools in many forms. 60 is a good number considering the cost of running and maintaining and sustaining a camp these days. There's something so special about spending time at camp, be it church or Girl Guides or Scouts or in your own tent. Growing up, I spent time at all three close by at that time United Churches, Camp Kwame or Kwamis, depending who you are, in South Surrey, Cultus Lake United Church Camp in the Valley, and Moorcroft Camp on the island, all of which are now closed, but all of which are public parks to visit. Outdoor chapels are one of my special memories, marking my childhood with worship in the outdoors, the cool breeze, the sound of the trees swaying, and of course, camp songs. A side story, I was reminded this week of Cultus Lake Camp, which began in a little area of Chilliwack, and then after a couple of decades shifted to where it was and where it ended, between Lindell Beach and Maple Bay at Cultus Lake. After 81 years, the camp had to return the land back to the government because the lease ran out and was not renewed. The intention was to develop the site, but after a short time of the church returning the land, I think a wonderful thing happened. An endangered Oregon red snail was discovered in the forest. And because of that, the land remains as it was, untouched, a place of nourishment for nature and for those who want to find that peaceful spot. This Easter, we are dancing, dancing with the Spirit, dancing in the rain, dancing with umbrellas, dancing through the story of new life and resurrection. Dancing through this season of spring. I wonder how you feel called to dance with God's creation. What dance steps do you need to take in order for our world to be cared for so that we can continue to go to our favorite places to receive care? This week, I've heard some stories. And during some of our gatherings through Faithful Friends and our mental wellness program, the discussion of Earth came up. One person shared actions they've already begun this year due to the drought and the fire season. And sadly, the 7 fires that just started yesterday up north. Saving your dishwater to water the plants, sitting by a body of water, not wanting to go in, but just enjoying that beauty. We are called to be shepherds of the earth, caretakers to the best of our ability. And Reverend Carmen Lansdowne, the United Church of Canada moderator, invites us into entering Earth Week, starting today, together for the love of creation, to initiate or participate in climate justice events, to connect, grow, listen, inspire hope, and affect change. We have been called. May we move forward. Amen.